This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A plan announced by U.S. President Joe Biden during his State of the Union address to get aid into Gaza through a Cyprus maritime corridor opened through the joint effort of the U.S. European Union and other regional partners could be operational as early as Sunday, if not sooner. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
A senior U.S. official outlined the plan for reporters Thursday, saying the U.S. military established a port featuring a temporary pier in Gaza with a capacity for hundreds of truckloads of assistance each day, which initially will come through Cyprus. With security requirements coordinated with Israel, UN and other humanitarian organizations will distribute the assistance within Gaza. Speaking at a joint news conference in Cyprus Friday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the corridor is nearly operational.
We're now very close to the opening of the corridor, hopefully this Sunday, and I'm very glad to see that an initial pilot operation will be launched today.
Custer, VOA News.
Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, said Friday that his country needs unrestricted, timely arms supplies to fight Russia's invading forces. With more, here's VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, spoke at a gathering that included the foreign ministers of three Baltic states and France.
What is required is an unrestricted and timely supply of all types of weapons and ammunition to ensure that Ukraine beats Russia and the war in Europe does not spill over.
With a war against Russia now in its third year, Ukraine is critically dependent on economic and military support from its Western allies. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. France enshrines abortion as a constitutional right as the world marks International Women's Day. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
France has inscribed the guaranteed right to abortion in its constitution, a powerful message of support for women's rights on International Women's Day. Justice Minister Eric Dupont-Moretti uses a 19th century printing press to seal the amendment in France's constitution at a special public ceremony. Applause filled the cobblestone Place Vendôme as France became the first country to explicitly guarantee abortion rights in its national charter. While abortion is a deeply divisive issue in the US, it's legal in nearly all of Europe and overwhelmingly supported in France, where it's seen more as a question of public health rather than politics. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Joe Biden has endorsed legislation that could lead to the popular video sharing app TikTok being banned in the United States, a move that comes amid growing concern in Washington about keeping Americans' private data out of China's hands. The legislation that passed through the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee unanimously on Thursday calls on China's ByteDance to divest its ownership of TikTok or effectively face a U.S. ban. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson also supports the bill and has indicated it would soon come up for a full vote in the House. Biden, in an exchange with reporters on Friday, said of the legislation, quote, if they pass it, I'll sign it. Obesity drug Wegovy is approved to cut heart attack and stroke risk in overweight patients. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Wegovy isn't just for losing weight anymore. The Food and Drug Administration's approving new uses for Wegovy. Now the agency says doctors can prescribe it to help reduce the risk of stroke, heart attacks, and other serious heart problems in patients who are overweight. A study found it helped reduce the risk by about 20% in those who don't also have diabetes. The label change was requested by drug maker Novo Nordisk, and this could help push Medicare to pay for prescriptions. Wegovy is costly, and it's in short supply. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Irish voters are voting in twin referendums to decide whether to amend the Constitution and remove passages the government says are outdated and sexist. The twin referendums on International Women's Day are on deleting a reference in the 87-year-old document to women's domestic duties and broadening the definition of the family. When the Constitution was adopted in 1937, Ireland was a socially conservative and overwhelmingly Roman Catholic country. Opinion polls suggest support for the yes side on both votes, but many voters remain undecided. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.